live online to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show at WNSR.com.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you with this friendly reminder. If you're planning on drinking this weekend, here's the thing. Have a plan. Designate a sober game plan. If you've been drinking, don't drive. The Tennessee Highway Safety Office reminds you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. Just a reminder, another update as far as the opening round of the PGA Championship from San Francisco coming your way at 5:46. Also, Braves baseball, game three of a three-game series with Toronto, 5:55 for the pregame first pitch coming your way at 6:10. All that right here on National Sports Radio. Speaking of which, as far as things coming up, how about right now going back to the hotline, Barry Wilner, pro football writer with the Associated Press in New York, joins us now. Barry, thank you as always. Hope you're having a solid week.
Doing okay, Johnny. What's going on?
Life is good. Our, first and foremost, the Tennessee Titans, and you know, it's one of these things where you can only take care of business with the players that are on hand, but one of the key signings for the Tennessee Titans in the offseason to improve their pass rush was one Vic Beasley. Vic Beasley does not opt out, but Vic Beasley is nowhere to be found as far as a part of St. Thomas Sports Park here in Nashville.
It's a very strange story that a guy who has gotten a nice contract in free agency and has an opportunity to be a big cog in a team that has a decent defense. It's not like he's going to a team where, you know, he's not surrounded by good talent, and he just isn't showing up. And now that the opting out deadline is gone, you have to think it has to do with something else. And Titans are being very close-mouthed about it, and obviously Beasley's not talking right now.
You know, the problem that I have is, you know, it'd be different, I guess, if you're talking about a 3-13 or 4-12 team. You know, it's what the Titans would have come off last year, for example. Maybe we'd have a different conversation. But, you know, to me, knowing what the Titans are striving for in 2020, this cannot sit well with anybody in that locker room if you're a Tennessee Titan.
Not unless there's some sort of personal reasons that the players will certainly understand. And we have seen that happen with some players, and later it's discovered that there were some issues away from the field that had to be taken care of. But the fact that Beasley didn't report and the team didn't have any idea of what he was doing or where he was for a while, that's pretty worrisome.
Oh, absolutely. As far as around the league, hearing good things, Coach Tomlin saying nice things about Ben Roethlisberger, throwing with a lot of velocity. You know, what does Ben Roethlisberger have to prove to the NFL nation right now? I mean, what are your expectations out of him for the upcoming season?
Now, I don't think he has anything to prove, given his resume. I do think that he's coming back from an injury to the elbow, which obviously is not a great thing for a quarterback. He's coming back to a team that has a strong defense, had one of the best defenses in the league last year, and it's not an old defense either. It's a pretty young defense. So the Steelers are expecting him to get that offense in order so that they have the type of team that they had in his prime. I'm not sure they're as good as Baltimore. I don't think their roster is quite as good as the Ravens, but I think they're a contender, and if Ben is anything like he was, you know, in the previous decade, I think that the Steelers are a team to be reckoned with for the player.
Your thoughts as far as around the league with the AFC East, the New England Patriots for the first time in 20 years, they're going to have a new quarterback as far as a starter, you know, going into week one of a season. Jared Stidham, or, you know, everybody assumed it was going to be Cam Newton winning that, but a lot of conversation that Newton will be the backup early on. What do you think?
I think we should never try to get into Bill Belichick's head. I think it's a very dangerous thing to do. Belichick's going to do what Belichick wants to do and what he believes is best for the team. And I think that's one reason Tom Brady's not there anymore. So I'm not reading any tea leaves on that. We'll see who's up for the opener. They do play the Dolphins. The Dolphins are not not a contender, I think, this year for a playoff spot. It's not a bad way to break in a guy like Stidham if he really is the guy. The one thing about Cam Newton is I've never believed that he's got a mindset to be a backup. And I'm not sure how valuable he would be to a team as a backup. So that's one thing I think has to be considered in New England.
Yeah, it's one of the things, even watching him, I remember as far as, you know, training camp is concerned, and when he wasn't, you know, taking reps, he was almost a distraction to his teammates. And I understand it's August, but you're still trying to get focused, and especially if you're going up against another team in these scrimmages, you know, you want to keep the focus on what's happening in these learning opportunities. And, you know, that was the message that kind of was left with me watching him when he was in town against the Titans, for example, with Carolina a couple seasons back, was, you know, his focus not necessarily there when he's not the guy. And I think you bring up an excellent point. Where will his focus be if he's not the starter for the Patriots? You know, because I go back to last year with Ryan Tannehill. You know, Marcus Mariota began the year as a starter, but one of the things that you could see in the eyes of Ryan Tannehill, whether it was week one or until he actually got the opportunity to be the starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, he was laser focused, and you almost just got the feeling that he was ready to go, whether it was during a course of a game or whenever his number was going to be called, he was ready to go at any given moment.
That's a great point, Johnny, because the really successful backup quarterbacks in the league, and some of them never actually get to show what they can do because they sit behind a guy like Brady or Peyton Manning or Eli Manning who don't get hurt. But one of the great attributes they have is they're into the game as much as a starter. Their mindset is that I could be in there in the next play, so I need to be as good as that guy when I get on the field. And I don't think every guy who's ever started in the league has that same mindset when he becomes a backup. I just think it becomes like a demotion, and that's not the right way to look at it, I believe, but that's the way I think many players at many positions look at it, and probably the worst place is quarterback because you only play one quarterback in a game at a time.
One of the things that we're all paying attention to is obviously what's going to be the landing spot for Jadeveon Clowney. You know, what are you hearing right now? Is everybody just playing the wait and see game, waiting to maybe see if there's going to be a season? You know, what are we waiting for before we get to the point where Clowney signs with someone?
No one wants to commit to the kind of money he wants, and he doesn't want to come down to anything that's really realistic right now. So Clowney is going to sit as long as his numbers are higher than any team is willing to go. Now, I do think if we see an injury somewhere, a major injury somewhere in training camp, which is kind of unlikely considering the limitations on what teams can do in training camp, then I would have to say that Clowney would have a better bargaining position. But right now, I don't think it'll be September before he signs.
Last year, Lamar Jackson, regular season, wins the MVP. Second year in a row, Baltimore could not get it done as far as the playoffs. Right now, if you were starting a team for 2020, who would be your starting quarterback? Would you take a Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes? Which way are you going?
Well, first of all, for just 1 year or for entire career?
Entire career.
I'm still going to go with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I can't remember the last time a quarterback came into the league who has been as impressive as Mahomes has the last 2 years.
See, that's the part that it makes me wonder, because I remember Vince Young when he got off to a great start and then the league kind of figured him out. As far as figuring Patrick Mahomes out or figuring Lamar Jackson, I mean, when you look at the defenses across the way, who has a better opportunity to force either one of those quarterbacks to adjust their game?
Which teams can do
well,
that?
Well, not just each team, but who's going to – I mean, do you think Lamar Jackson is going to slide, or do you feel like he can maintain this? because knowing each of these players' abilities, to me, it just seems like, what the Titans did last year against Baltimore, for example, to me, I get the feeling that the league can make the necessary adjustments against Lamar Jackson where, looking for future success 3, 4, 5 years down the road, I'm still banking on Patrick Mahomes over Lamar Jackson.
No, I'll bank on Mahomes too, but I will say this. I don't think that Lamar Jackson is another Michael Vick who teams did get a hand on how to neutralize. I think he's got a better all-around skill set than Vick did, even though Vick had that incredible arm. And I do think that Jackson will continue to move upward in his development. It wouldn't shock me to see him be the MVP of the league again this year. But if you're asking me who I think has the better skill set for championships, right now that's Mahomes, and I think Mahomes is going to improve. And I know that's got to be a scary thought for defensive coordinators everywhere.
Quickly, I got about another minute to go. Philip Rivers, still playing the wait-and-see game or not a lot of faith in what he can do for the Colts?
I'm definitely playing a wait-and-see game there. I'm just not high on the Colts. I don't think that was the right move. I don't think that from what I've seen of Rivers the last year especially, he's developed a habit of trying to get rid of the ball at the wrong time, forcing passes, not reading defenses the way he has in the past. Now, he'll have better protection this year from a good offensive line. That could change things. But I just don't see the Colts as a favorite in that division. I know a lot of people do. I don't.
Hey, always a pleasure having you on. Do me a favor, let everybody know the best way to keep up with your coverage again.
Pro32.ap.org has all of the AP's NFL coverage, and we have people covering every team, and we have 10 national football writers. So it's a good place to look for NFL copy.
And give that out one more time, if you would.
Pro32.ap.org.
All right, buddy. Listen, we appreciate you. Continue to stay safe, you and your family. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Johnny. Thanks.
Thank you.